Here's the list of what it can be. Anyone can chat. We don't have any requirements to go on the streets and chat artists and ask everybody in the building to ask them to send your chat to artists and volunteer. We don't require it to look like you can take it for what they even have is but if one wants to actually take full advantage of the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, then we have to follow the process. The Sanskrit root process is sadhana. There's sadhana, there's the process. And then there's sadhana, the goal. So the goal is Krishna praise. By the way, on the way to the goal, one stops at a marker, which is called liberation, and keeps on going. That's just an immediate automatic byproduct of the process of chanting. So what one is committing oneself to, and you're committing yourself to, is both the sadhana and the sadhya. You're now making your aim of your life, the attainment of true identification, and by the process given by the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the proper cultivation of the Hare Krishna mantra. This cultivation is to chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra while trying to give up offenses. That's the meaning of practice. If we chant the Hare Krishna mantra but do not follow the process of trying to give up offenses, then it will not be very effective. Some effect will be there, but it will be imperceptible. This is what Prabhupada compares to cooking and smoke. If one wants to make a fire to cook your breakfast, and you want to eat, and you eat in a long time, you have to have a hot fire for all your porridge. If there's just smoke, if your fuel is wet, then how long will it take? Cooking the smoke is not very effective. It's quite inconvenient because your eyes water, your lungs fill with smoke, you sit all over your body, it's hot and it's healing up. You wait and you wait and you wait and you wait. So that is what happens to people sometimes. They've been chanting for a very, very long time. Don't seem to get very far. We have so many problems at one time. But the thing is, one has to have dry fuel. That is one has to follow the process. So the process is chance while trying to give up offenses. If you're committing offenses and not losing the anxiety, then it will not be very effective. It can be expected that in the beginning there will be some offenses. That's really not anything to be wondered about, but what's in our control is that we can try to become free from these offenses. So the offenses are here. These are all considered to be offenses against the Holy Name. Now we also say there's 10 offenses, and we also say it's also an offense in the sense of our chanting. It's a little unfortunate in some ways that we say, by the way, in the sense of this, to go to footnote, because really, inattentiveness is the breeding ground of all the offenses. In fact, if you look at every offense against the Holy Name, you can analyze them down one way or another of being inattentive. In the list of the 10 offenses, there is Akti Pramada, may not remember the things that they've upbeat from Mana, especially inattentively. But Pramadha really means insanity. But here it is a kind of distraction of the mind. And it really means not to be efficient. So, the Brahmin devotees who dedicated their lives to propagating the holy name of the Lord, well, this is one way of not speaking about Krishna. I'm seeing the devotees who are separate from Krishna and from their nation, and so they make some mistake or do something that irritates me, like using a sock around in a tumbleweed or something. I can't start to rant and rave about them. So, I have to say, oh, these are my great souls who have left their job here. They're so gorgeous and ecstasy and happiness. I cannot pick up this stuff. So, I can remember who the devotees are, servant to the holy name, and therefore they're very near to the holy name. Another way of forgetting Krishna is being distracted is to focus my attention on the worship of other gods, thinking them to be the same as their name, the same in the name of Lord Vishnu, or to be independent, to disobey the order of the spiritual master. The spiritual master is the servant of the holy name, he's come to give the holy name, the instructions of the spiritual master are not the instructions of Krishna, who are specifically for him. So that's another way of neglecting or being distracted from the Krishna. Similarly, blasting the Vedic literature, or the literature that we do, and the Vedic literature. To consider the glories of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra to be imagined. There's wonderful things to say about the Hare Krishna. That when the Hare Krishna mantra is chanted, it gives Krishna praise. And that when it's achieved enough to pure men, it gives Krishna praise. But even when our chanting is not pure, and just when it's becoming pure, when it's not the holy name, but the bottom line of the holy name, that chanting will just manifest while the fitness are still there, but we're earnestly and diligently trying to become patronized. That chanting, that Nama Bhakta, is enough to give liberation. You think this is an exaggeration? And that's also a form of insanity. Distraction from the holy name. To give some interpretation of the holy name of the Lord. It does seem to work. Why is that? The ladies want to endorse and create endorsements. But before that, I heard a Western right wing theory. Before that, I heard some theory about oxygenation in the blood, all these kinds of things. In Mahayana Shivani, Bhaktivinoda Thakur makes 5 and 6 a single offense, and this therefore is Hati Pramada Hati Kandra, the number of things. In other places, they're separated from two, and that's pretty long as kind of footnote. To commit sinful activities from the strength of chanting the holy name, the proper purpose to engage the holy name in what sinister purposes. But since it's been chanting the Hare Krishna mantra can destroy so many sinful reactions, I don't have to be so much worried after all if I do some of these things. Hold on, the holy name. Chanting the holy name. To think of the chanting of Hare Krishna mantra is one of those karma kanda activities for Vedas, that's also give details about the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra to a faithless person, that's taking it lightly also. Chancellor. And to have not have complete faith in the Chancellor of the Holy Name, maintain material affection, even like understanding some instruction of them, that's lack of faith in the Holy Name. And the only faith means the one who has a full conviction that if I attain the goal of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, I will not be disappointed in any sphere of life. Every department I will be fulfilled. I will be fulfilled in places that I didn't know I was lacking. We should have this faith. So all of these are different ways of being attentive, but attentiveness is especially similar to that because when we are chanting the Holy Name, we have to give our devout attention to the Hare Krishna mantra, especially when we are chanting japa. We can be following the faith, which is one form of inattentiveness. Or we can be thinking of other things. Our little mind tends to be busy like the squirrels all the time, running around mostly. The squirrels have a purpose in our minds, we have no purpose except to fill up the airways and chatter, usually in one sense. One has to stop all this. And talk all this out. What do we think about when we can't express chanting this from here? So, all kinds of the attention has to be focused on Krishna. You are inviting Krishna to come, don't pay attention. It's true. And so when the mind wanders, bring it down. Mind and break it down. So we just let it wander, free associated with so many good ideas. We can tell them to think, and then that's from the attention platform. And our mind wanders to come to that, and that's from the spirit comes from. And it is on the skills platform. The point is about this, Dr. Prasad, is that we're not trying to become a student from this event. You will not be successful in becoming a student from the other one. Also, by the way, when we are not just standing up, we're together chanting with drums and cartels in a group, also the mind shouldn't wander. If you're playing cartels in your mind wanders, you slow down. So actually you should also concentrate while you're chanting this time, chanting japa, all the time you should. Ultimately, we have to concentrate on Krishna all the time. 15 years for that reason, you're asking to chant the holy name of the Lord non-stop. We know we're chanting our japa very well, but it's hard to stop. Sometimes you don't want to stop. I want to keep on going. But I have to do some other things. So in my mind, I continue. Prabhupada says 16 rounds on the beat and innumerable rounds on the beat. So we want to have the whole mental context here, the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. So this attentiveness is very important. And another form of this attentiveness is that we have no particular attraction for the Holy One. It depends on how the Holy Name works. If you are dying, it becomes your high, then you're not a God. This is indicated with clearing stage of chanting, all the following arts and religions, because when you're chanting in this way, trying to give it a picture, that's when all the sinful reactions disappear. Just this chanting on this platform destroys all sinful reactions and liberation. And you've done it on how you can mind it. You've been so magnanimous, given your name so freely, made it so easy to chant. And in spite of all this mercy, I'm still not interested. This is my misfortune. I'm unfortunate that I can make a sentence while I'm on the channel. So, realizing this misfortune, now that my obligation is to be a private channel, I'll be coming to try to be a thief from being a sentence. But this is following the process. And we can't be a job, we can't be a whole name directly. Bhavana Kirti, we'll always be focusing our mind on Krishna, keeping it from wandering. And then we'll also, in that position, be able to become people in all the other potentials and progress nicely to become a Krishna, Mishra, Ruchi, 好比在这个地方的话呢，把它给拔了，所以呢，我也是拿着一根绳子立着，也就是 necessary， 是不是个法则式的？Committing ourselves in initiation, following the practice. We're not ready to do that, then just wait. Until you're ready. But this one, this process is followed, then the spiritual advancement, all the benedictions promised, seeing the dark and the light from the mind becomes the spirit of the equation, higher material existence is extinguished. The great good fortune of Krishna Prema blossoms, opens up like this. I wonder if I really need my transcendental knowledge of awakening and enlightenment. The ocean of transcendental bliss starts to increase and never stop in this experience. All these benefits follow. One's life is fulfilled and everything is fine. By the strength of the very diligently practicing Krishna consciousness. He's gone through a lot of pain. He's rooming with a lot of Christians and had to put this intended in so many ways. Practicing very nicely now. He's trying to satisfy himself with the progress. What do you want to do with that for you? Some say now, some say later. Okay, put on that. Go ahead. Maybe you should do that if you can start that. So what order is it for? And how many rounds a day do you chant on the screen? Trying to catch the time. So your name is Shraddha. Maybe you start. Here, this is the name that is Shraddha for the baby that is added. The Shraddha baby. The Shraddha baby is the goddess of the desire of the devotional service. According to the document of our book, family is a particular name for Shrimati Radharani. So you are the nature of Shraddha baby. Now, we'll perform that fire sacrifice. Mark the vows. We have referred other people to throw. What about you right now? Want to channel the kirtan while we get together? Thank you.
doing very good, but I can think of anything to help you.
Thank you.
రసం రసారంభి వంశి భక్త హర్షం
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,